All right, Charlie, thank you. As we get set, second half here at Panther Field, it will be Ohio Dominican to get the football to start the second half. And, well, this start of the third quarter could be very, very important at how the rest of this day goes because, again, we've realized the two defenses have come to play here today. So who can make a big play? There hasn't been a big play downfield. The longest play for West Texas was 20 yards on the day. The longest for Ohio Dominican was 24. So we haven't had a big play in this game. Special teams haven't made a play. There hasn't been a turnover yet in this game. Where's the first big play going to come?
Yeah, it's just been a battle, a tug of war right now. And the Panthers have a good opportunity to get the ball back to start the second half to kind of set the tone and get things rolling on offense. We saw them struggle a little bit. The only good offensive drive they had was the opening one, their first one where they scored the touchdown. And it's really important that they get in a rhythm right now. And I feel like all the momentum might be on West Texas A&M's side with the way they were able to battle back and tie it up before the half. And it's just really important that the Panthers come out here and set the tone on offense.
So, tied at 7. Abe Johnson will be back deep to our right to receive. And it'll be Van Boris to kick off to our left. And again, he is the master of the touchback. We'll see if he can do that into a little bit of a breeze right now. West Texas in the all-white, Panthers in the all-black. Our second half is underway as Van Boris will send it along the ground. It avoids one of the Panthers, rolls out of bounds.
Hmm.
That was bizarre. I think that was that's like chunking a wedge right there. That was that was just poorly executed by Van Boris.
Yeah, Panthers will have good field position
yep.
as a result. Yep. Looked like Martavius Lewis was the one that was trying to dodge that bullet that was coming across.
First down from the 35. And the Panthers will have it. It'll be Brandon Schoen in the backfield for ODU. Going right to left. On first down, it's Brandon Schoen coming left. Gets to the 30, cuts upfield 35, runs hard to the 40, to the 41. Good gain of 6 or 7 on first down. Let's see if they can get Brandon Schoen going here a little bit. Again, if you weren't with us earlier on, Brandon, broken thumb in the game against Malone, has a cast on the right hand. So he has to carry the ball in his left hand, which will make him much more effective on the short side runs to the near side where he can hold it in the left hand. Second down, they'll give to Schoen up the middle, through the hole, runs hard, got the first down. Look at him carry a man to the 49-yard line, and that's a very important first down for ODU right there.
Yeah, and it's nice to see Brandon getting in the mix. We didn't see him at all until Mark Nichols went out in the first half, and Brandon is right back to his old ways here, getting big chunks of yards on runs.
First down and 10 from the 48-yard line. Bright sunshine as Mark Miller on play action pass will throw. Nate Weeks, 50, 45 to the 40 and down at the 39-yard line. And a penalty marker coming out. That might be a face mask.
Yeah, it's some sort of face mask or maybe horse collar top. But that was that bootleg play that we saw them run a few times in the first half that were successful for big chunks of yards. Yeah, it's going to be a personal foul horse collar on West Texas A&M. And just like that, the Panthers have the ball deep in West Texas A&M territory.
And the day for Nate Weeks continues after another plus-10 catch. Panthers will have it down to the 24-yard line now for West Texas A&M. This was the direction that the Panthers were going when they started the game and marched down the field and scored. Out of the pistol formation, first down from the 24-yard line. Handoff shown on a delay. Gets to the outside, 25-20. Cuts back and rolls underneath the tackler to the 14-yard line. 10 more for Brandon Schoen. Might be just short of the first down.
Yeah, nice job by Brandon Schoen to get that extra little burst that we've seen. LaPere Wilrich was coming around the edge with Alex Tucci, and it kind of looked like they were going to catch up and grab him from behind by the ankles, but he was able to turn on that extra gear and get upfield.
Second and a yard, shown up the middle, slides to his right, to the 10, to the 5, first and goal, coming up for ODU. Whoa, an impressive start to this third quarter for the Panthers.
Yeah, and this is exactly what I was talking about coming in, Todd, is that they needed to come out here on offense and set the tone, and so far they're doing just that.
First and goal from the 5-yard line. Panthers and Buffaloes tied at 7. It's Brandon Schoen sweeping to his right, tries to cut back. Ooh, it'll be slammed to the ground at the 8-yard line. Loss of 3 on the play. And, well, you could just see not that same confidence going to the right, having to carry the ball in the left hand, which is a little unorthodox. And a loss of about 3 on the play. It'll be second and goal from the 8. Panthers threw a 3-yard touchdown pass down here in the first quarter. Second down and goal now for ODU. Out of the pistol, Miller takes it, looking, backside throw is going to be deflected and incomplete, looking for McLeod at the goal line, and it'll now be third down and goal from the 8-yard line.
Kind of an ill-advised pass. McLeod was fully covered on that play, and I think Miller was kind of hoping he would try to kind of get a reach around on there and get his hands out behind the defender, but McLeod wasn't too open on that play. That was his first option. Didn't bother checking down or anything.
Third down and goal from the 8. Jared Butler checks back in. He'll be with McLeod to the right. Schoen is going to be wide left. Nick McKnight at a slot. Nate Weeks is lined up tight to the line on the left. Empty backfield for Miller on third and goal from the 8-yard line. Quick throw backside. McKnight got it. He's inbound for a touchdown. Nick McKnight, 8 yards from Mark Miller.
And McKnight running that little slant up off the left side, and Miller was able to shoot a bullet out to him at the back of the end zone, and I almost thought he threw it a little too hard. It was going to be hard to handle, but McKnight coming up with a huge catch to get the Panthers back on the board again here on the first drive of the second half.
Second touchdown reception of the season for Nick McKnight, third of his career. Second touchdown pass of the day for Mark Miller, and Brent Wally to try the point after. Good snap. Snyder puts it down. The line drive kick is no good. He missed it to the left. Timeout on the... No, I take that back. We'll stay in here. 12:47 to play here in the third quarter, and it's 13-7 Panthers. Only the second missed extra point of the season for Brent Wally.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they got pressure on that and got a hand on it. It was kind of a line drive out to the left, and it was kind of spinning around helicopter style, so I'm not sure what happened on that one, but that's something you don't see very often from Brent Wally.
So a missed extra point will make it a very precarious 13-7 score in favor of Ohio Dominican after, just like the way they started the game, a very impressive drive downfield, and well, that was just such a great throw by Mark Miller.
Yeah, it was a bullet, and he knew right away what he was going to be doing and hit Nick McKnight on that little slant at the back of the end zone. Nice job, nice hands by McKnight to reel in the catch and get his feet in bounds. I mean, it was right on the back edge of the end zone to get his feet down and get the touchdown.
8 plays, 65 yards in 2 minutes and 13 seconds, and the Panthers now lead 13-7. Wally's kickoff is a wobbler that'll go out of bounds. What's going on with the kickers here? Their kicker kicks one out of bounds. Wally never kicks one out of bounds. So it'll be West Texas coming out to the 35-yard line to take over here.
It's not even that windy. It's certainly not as windy as it was when, Lake Erie that day.
So the Buffaloes will have it from the 35, going left to right. Now let's see... Teams make adjustments at halftime, and West Texas made an adjustment on the fly in the first half, and now let's see what the Panthers defense has dialed up here in half number 2, playing with the lead again at 13-7. It'll be 3 receivers to the left, and on first down they'll hand off, and this is Harris, and Aaron Harris will rumble his way over the 40 out to the 43-yard line. Another hard run for Aaron Harris, senior running back. Harris in the first half had 3 carries for 23 yards, picks up 8 more there. Second down and 2 now for West Texas. They're going left to right into the sun, into a little bit of a breeze. And Vaughn will give to Harris again, left side. He's got room, and into the secondary, into the 40 to the 35, where Billy Aiken will make the tackle, but not before a 22-yard run for Aaron Harris.
Yeah, both plays that West Texas A&M has run so far, they've gotten huge holes up on the line, and their offensive line is doing a nice job of opening that up for the running backs, and The defensive line for the Panthers really need to get settled in here and get some pressure.
First down and 10 from the 35-yard line, and Vaughn will throw for the first time of the half. Low, caught by Roan at the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of about four. Well, that's one thing you see, that only six interceptions thrown by Vaughn this year, and you see almost why. I mean, he throws it so low, the only one who's going to make the catch is going to be the receiver because it's down around his ankle.
Yeah, and coming in, he went 176 consecutive passes without an interception, so it's been a while since he's thrown one.
No kidding. Second down and six from near the 30-yard line. Out of the pistol formation, Vaughn hands to Harris. This time, Cody Culbertson hits him, but he's able to pick up about two on the play. Cody coming off of that edge, like we've seen so many times this year. And it'll be third down and five coming up now for West Texas.
Another big third down for the Ohio Dominican defense. We saw them bring a lot of blitzes and pressure in the first half in these third and mid to third and long situations. I would expect probably the same here. We got Cindy Omame over here on the near side edge.
Need the 25. Vaughn out of the shotgun. Panthers coming from the middle. He'll look right, throws. It's caught, but short of the first down marker by Jace Jackson. Justin Bell on the coverage. And West Texas with a decision here on fourth and two. And it looks like the special teams are coming onto the field to try a long field goal.
Yeah, and their kicker's good at hitting those long field goals. He's got a long of 55 this year, Sergio Castillo.
It'll be Jacob Hancock to put it down. Ramon Lopez does the snapping. Castillo, 22 of 26 on the year. This is on the near hash mark into a breeze. It'll be a 44-yard attempt. Kick is on the way. It is hooking left. It is good. Snuck inside the left upright. And Sergio Garcia puts West Texas on the board. Timeout on the field. 10-13 to play third quarter. Ohio Dominican 13, West Texas 10. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Nish back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Lenoir Rhine victorious over Carson Newman today by a final score of 27-20 as Tavarius Jones goes for 102 yards on 13 carries and a score. And at the next commercial break, we'll tell you who Lenoir Rhine will be facing in the quarterfinal round. In the meantime, let's go back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. A six-play drive there, 38 yards, 2 minutes, 34 seconds, and Garcia's 44-yard field goal will make it a three-point game now at 13-10 with 10-13 to play here in the third quarter. Another good effort by the Panther defense to get a stop and at least prevent them from getting the 6 points on the board.
Right.
And now it's a three-point game with a long ways to go.
Nice to see the Panthers come out here and put together another drive like they did to open up the second half, marching right down the field and getting in the end zone for a touchdown.
And the kickoff is away. High spinning kick that Abe Johnson will run up on at the 12 on the right hash mark. 25, cuts back to the 30 and out near the 31-yard line. So nice return, and that is where the Panthers will scrimmage now. And leading by three. And back to the offense now for Ohio Dominican. And let's see where the Panthers elect to attack. Able to slice down the field on their last possession. They'll have it out at the 31-yard line here.
Got Mark Nichols along the sideline down there, Todd, with his elbow all iced up. So I guess it wasn't serious enough to go off to the hospital, but it certainly didn't look pretty.
No, it did not. First down from the 31. They'll go empty backfield here on first down. Schoen now vacates a wide receiver spot and will line up behind Miller. So out of the normal pistol, a low snap, and all Miller can do is fall on it and lay down at the 28. Loss of three on the play. Second and 13 coming up. Second time Mark has mishandled a snap, although that one was a little bit low.
Yeah. A little bit of a low snap from Kelke.
Second down play coming up. Those are the little things that happen when you're playing a good defense, a big defense that's played well here today. Maybe rush that snap just a little bit. Second down play coming up. Mark Miller takes it, throws it over here to Johnson. Cuts upfield to the 30, cuts back to the 35 and got tripped up. Oh, boy. That might have been a big gainer. Dwight Morrison will make the tackle after a pickup of about 7, and it'll be third down and a little bit more. Well, we'll call it a full 4 yards. Well, full 5 yards coming up for ODU.
I believe that's the first time we've seen that play today, and we usually see that play multiple times during games this season.
Third down. Panthers need the 41 to keep the drive alive, leaving 13-10 here in the third quarter. Shown right behind Mark Miller as he takes the snap. Looking back to this left side, and it's incomplete, and penalty markers are coming out as Nick McKnight was nearly tackled out near midfield. Boy, good tight coverage that time, but... It was a little bit too tight as the ball was in the air, and pass interference is going to be called against West Texas.
Yeah, Miller was getting some pressure on there. I mean, it was designed to get rid of it quickly, but so far Nick McKnight making a couple big plays here in the second half and getting some extra yards and getting the touchdown and getting some extra yards on that.
So first down from the 47-yard line. And it'll be Brandon Schoen sweeping to the right. Cuts back at the 45 and leans forward and got maybe a yard on the play.
It's interesting they ran out to the right on that sweep there because he's got that cast on the right hand. And running out to the right with the ball in your left hand, you kind of leave it exposed on the interior for a defensive lineman to come up and kind of swat at it. But, you know, Brandon's a strong kid. He's able to hold on to the ball well.
Second down and 9 for ODU. Ball now on the right hash mark. Miller will take the snap. Looking over here again. Ball is deflected. He caught it. Oh, heaven's sakes. He caught it going down at the 49-yard line. No, now they're going to say incomplete. So it'll be third down and 9 on a ball that was tipped. And then Abe couldn't quite haul it in, and it was kind of suspended in midair there for a while.
Yeah, dangerous passes when the people always hold their breath when the ball gets tipped. Got tipped at the line of scrimmage, and then he kind of jumped up in the air to grab it and kind of bobbled it around a little bit around some West Texas A&M players, and actually kind of lucky that he dropped the ball on that one.
Third and 9 now. Made the West Texas 43 for a first down. Williams and Johnson left, McLeod right. Miller takes it, a little pressure. Throw right down the middle to Nate Wheat, and he's down to the 35 to the 32. Holy Nate Wheat.
Keep throwing to Nate Wheat.
He whiz.
Yeah, nice bullet pass by Mark Miller right over the shoulder. It was just a great streak route right up the right side of the seam for Nate Weeks to haul in the pass and get the first down. Third long, that was a huge play.
First down from the 32-yard line. Ronnell Spates will check into the lineup for the first time for ODU. Miller will throw it to him out of the backfield. Lots of room. 35, 30, 25, cuts back 20, still at his feet, 15. Being brought down by the back at the 9 or make it the 11-yard line. Ronnell Spates checks in. That was obviously a design to get the ball to Ronnell Spates, 17 yards, first down.
Yeah, it's always great when they get Ronnell Spates into the action because you know he's out there wanting to do the best he can for his Panthers as a senior, and a huge play right there out of him to get the big yardage.
From the 11, first down. Panthers lead 13-10. It's Spates on a run up into the hole, and Kyle Voss, who was injured earlier, gets a hold of him, and finally the whistles will blow near the 5. Gain of almost 5 for Ronnell Spates.
They're giving Brandon Schoen a little bit of a breather there, but looks like Spates is checking out, and Schoen's checking back in, and they got the ball down to the 6-yard line, they're calling it.
Second down and 5. Schoen back in there with Johnson and McLeod right, Casey Williams left. Weeks H back to the right. Out of the pistol formation on second down and 5 from the 6. Miller will roll out to the right, throws to Abe Johnson, bobbled it, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone, maybe coming out of there with it, as Johnson had it go off his shoulder pad, went into the air and caught by a West Texas defender for an interception. Chris Cesar makes the pick. And about the only good news out of that was that he came out of the end zone with it out to the 3-yard line, and what looked like it was going to be a touchdown turns into an interception.
Yeah, that was just one of those cases where the ball just bounced right off of Abe Johnson's shoulder pad, and there was nothing he could do about it. There was a defender right there who was able to pick it off, and like you said, Todd, the only positive out of that was West Texas A&M is going to be pinned down deep in their own territory, and it's up to the defense right now to keep it that way. And, you know, the first turnover of the game, maybe we can get a second one here deep in their territory and try to get back into the end zone.
Buffaloes will have it at their own three-yard line. Aaron Harris and Dustin Vaughn lined up in their own end zone, and Vaughn will throw. Oh, no, it's caught by Allen down the left sideline now. Cuts back, and he's tackled at the 25-yard line. Made a nice move to the outside after catching that pass. And just like that, that gets them out of their own territory, own trouble, and out to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like the defense was a little confused on that play. I mean, that looked like it was about to be a 97-yard touchdown, to tell you the truth. But nice adjustment by the secondary to run him down and get the tackle.
From the 25, first down and 10 now for Dustin Vaughn and the Buffaloes. And he looks to throw again with time. Looking left, throws that way, and threw it right to the coaching staff out of bounds. It'll be second down and 10 now, back to the 25-yard line. 6:39 to play, third quarter. And Ohio Dominican leads by a score of 13-10. And West Texas on offense for the second time here in this second half. Panthers took the initial lead 7-0. West Texas tied it late in the second quarter. Panthers got a touchdown but missed the extra point to go up 13-7. Garcia's 44-yard field goal a moment ago has made it 13-10. Now on second down and 10. It'll be Vaughn. Panthers coming. Vaughn pressured. Warren Shield hits him and drops him back at the 18-yard line. Boy, they had a real different alignment defensively that time. Sidney Omame, defensive end, was lined up kind of as a linebacker, cheating at the line of scrimmage, and then Shields came in for the sack.
Almost acted like a lead blocker, like someone would do for a running back or something. And another huge play by Warren Shields is dropping for a huge loss. And we've seen it several times today, third down and long for West Texas A&M. Huge play for the ODU defense right here.
Third and 16. Vaughn out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Panthers jumped offside. Throw downfield is going to be caught by Johnson. 50, 40, and tackled from behind at the 35-yard line by Daquan Harris. The penalty won't matter. Big first down throw and catch. For the first time, they get one downfield as Johnson made the catch.
That's unfortunate coming off of that play, that sack by Warren Shields. For West Texas A&M to go deep, you know, they've tried it a couple times and haven't been able to connect on it today, but they were able to on that one, and I think maybe the defense was thrown off a little bit by the jump and getting offsides into the neutral zone, but of course that's going to be declined and after that huge gain, and West Texas A&M gets down here, down into Panther territory. They're going to mark it at the 35-yard line.
West Texas is lining up, but one of the officials had to go 70 yards downfield to go get his penalty flag, so they will hold up and wait for him to get back. So West Texas now has it at the Ohio Dominican 35-yard line. 5:50 and clock rolling third quarter. The Buffaloes trail by three. Division II playoff game. It'll be Vaughn throwing near side. Caught. Great defense. Billy Aiken fought off the tackle, the block, and then came up and made the tackle right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that little out pass out here to the near side and was able to shed the block and pull down the receiver for loss of about a yard. Or looks like they're going to mark it right at the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 10 now for West Texas. 13-10 Panthers here in the third quarter. Two receivers left. Anthony Johnson over here to the near side. Vaughn, after faking the snap a couple of times, now we'll take it with five on the play clock. Finally does with four. Looking left. He's got a man out there. It's high and caught by Allen for a first down at the 25-yard line. Great catch by Torrence Allen going up into the air, and it'll be another move of the chains for the Buffaloes.
Now that looked like a Dez Stewart type of catch where he's up there. Acrobatic catch, nice extension there by the receiver to pull the ball in and get the first down.
Just across the 25.
And land in bounds.
First down. West Texas trailing by three. They hand it off. This is Roan, and this time he tried to cut back and right into the teeth of the Panther defense. No gain. Second down and 10 now coming up. Buffalo's averaging 48 points per game. Led the conference, third in the country, but right now sitting on 10 with 420 and counting in the third quarter. Two receivers right, two left for Vaughn from the left hash mark on a delay. They hand it off to Harris. He threw the hole and spun around at the 20, and they'll stand him up right there. Gain of five. It'll be third and five coming up. First time we've really seen a good old-fashioned draw play right there to Aaron Harris.
I guess Panthers looked a little fooled initially, but they were able to make the adjustment. I think they could hear all the coaches yelling on the sideline and were able to hold them to just a five-yard gain. And another big down right here, Todd. If they can hold them here, I mean, we've seen what their kicker's able to do, but we'll take the 3 points if we can hold them here.
Absolutely. A big play on third down and five. They have to get past the 15. Vaughn takes it. Panthers are coming. Set up a screen to Harris. 20 to the 15 and knocked out of bounds by Clegg. And a good play call for West Texas A&M. Panthers have been dialing up pressure on third down all day long. And they set up a little screen. And it's a first down now at the 13-yard line.
And they were able to pick up the pressure and perfectly execute it out there to the left side on that screen to get the first down, and it's going to be spotted on the 13, as you said, and the defense here is really needs to buckle down here and try to, again, hold them to that field goal.
First down and 10, Buffalo. And it'll be Vaughn looking to throw over here to the right side to Jace Jackson. Caught it and fell down at the 7. Ball was behind him, or he may have scored on the play.
Yeah.
That'll be a gain of 6 on first down. Jackson's had a good day catching the ball. He was quiet to start out with, but that's his 6th catch now. I guess it's easy to pile up a ton of catches when your quarterback's completed 32 passes. And it'll be 2nd down and 5 now from the 8 is where they have spotted the football. Now Johnson will go in motion past the backfield. Vaughn coming back to the right. They throw it to him, and boy, Dominic Clegg had that play blown up, and Vaughn had to throw it over his head. Dominic's disappointed. He thought he was going to get a pick right there.
It would have been a pick six.
Vaughn threw it right over his head.
Yeah, nice job by Dominic out there to sniff that play out and kind of squash it before it even started. And again, here we are with the third down in the red zone, and another big play for the Panthers defense.
Clock stop, 2:38, third quarter. Buffalo's down 3. 3 receivers to the left. They have to get to the 3 for a first down. Johnson over here to the right. They let Harris out of the backfield. Empty backfield for Vaughn on third down. Survey thrown behind the receiver, and it was deflected by Culbertson and incomplete. And the field goal unit will have to come back out onto the field. So that's the first poor pass we've seen from Vaughn as he missed the receiver coming over the middle, threw it behind him, and they'll have to settle for a 3-point try.
Yeah, threw it behind him, and Culbertson was right there. It actually was, receiver was covered the whole way, so by Culbertson, so I don't think he would have been able to complete it anyway. Lucky it didn't get intercepted.
Garcia, who has a 44-yarder in this quarter, now will try from 25. Put down, kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 2:30 to play, third quarter. It's a tie ball game now. High Dominican 13, West Texas A&M 13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios, and we now know who Lenoir Rhyne will be facing in the quarterfinal round. That would be the third seed, North Alabama Lions. They won against UNC Pembroke today, 37-13. North Alabama outscores UNC Pembroke 27-7 in the second half to win that game. Now back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Well, another scoring drive and another field goal. 13 plays, 89 yards, and 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Almost identical to their second quarter scoring drive, but that one resulted in a touchdown. And that all resulted after a interception right at the goal line on a ball that deflected off of Abe Johnson's shoulder pads and was intercepted. They turned it into 3 points, and now it's a tie ball game.
Yeah, kind of a 10-point swing there if you want to take a look at it that way, with ODU threatening to score and unfortunately turned it over, and You know, a nice job by the defense, holding them to a field goal. West Texas A&M had it deep down into the red zone and got a couple of big plays and a big one on third down.
Kickoff is away by Van Voorhis. Another sideways spinner that Johnson will take at the 2. Coming up the middle of the field, 15, ducks under 1 and gets out to the 20. Good coverage downfield by West Texas. And the Panthers will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 2:25 to play here in the third quarter. And the tensions will begin to rise now as we get deeper and deeper into this game. That still is completely undecided in a tie score.
Yeah, I think if you're the Ohio Dominican offense right now, you have to forget about the interception there down in the end zone. I mean, you put together a great drive. You had one right before that and scored a touchdown and just put it behind you.
Two possessions, and twice the Panthers have been inside the 5. On first down, Miller's going to look to throw deep downfield, and this one's going to make its way out of bounds. Well, West Texas, after 5 times, finally decided to cover Nate Weeks, tight end.
Yeah.
And that's where Miller wanted to go, but he was very closely guarded, and there wasn't a whole lot Mark could do but throw it away.
Yeah, smart decision by Mark to get rid of it and get it out of bounds. And Abe Johnson was over here on the near side, was open for a split second, but he wasn't the first option, so it was a good decision by Mark to toss it out of bounds.
Second down and 10 from their own 20. Panthers with the wind here. Miller will take it and look to throw. Steps up, down to the right side for Ronald McLeod, and a marker will come in again. Boy, these West Texas defenders have been extremely physical with the receivers, and another marker comes in, and we're going to have a hold against West Texas.
Yeah, they're going to mark that from the 29-yard line where the initial contact happened.
So, Panthers will get an automatic first down out of it. Penalties mounting up here a little bit against the Buffaloes. That is now 6 penalties for 56 yards. Panthers have 2 penalties for 10. So they'll spot the ball at the 30-yard line, 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. And a new set of downs now for ODU. And Miller on first down will give to Brandon Schoen. Nice hole up the middle, 30, 35, and lowers his shoulder to the 39-yard line. And Brandon Schoen has been very effective here in this second half carrying the ball. That's his 9th carry now for 48 yards on the day. One of the 2 1,000-yard rushers for Ohio Dominican who will get back to the line of scrimmage, and Miller will snap it, hands to Schoen, sweeping to the left, gets to the corner and driven out of bounds. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and short. You know, it's interesting. West Texas wasn't set again defensively when the Panthers snapped it, and sometimes I almost think that makes it difficult for the offensive linemen. They don't know who to block.
Yeah, and it was LePere Willrich again coming right through the line and getting the pressure on Schoen, and Schoen was unable to get to the sideline and turn it upfield, and they went for no gain on that one.
So it'll be third down and a full 3 yards. They may have lost a yard there. Ronnell Spates will check back into the backfield for the Panthers. 2 receivers right, 1 over here to the left. They need the 40-yard line for a first down. Miller out of the pistol will take it. He'll roll to his right. He will look. He's got nothing and will throw late and incomplete. Oh, no, it's caught. Abe Johnson catches the deflection. The ball went off of Nick McKnight's hand, hit a helmet, I think, of one of the West Texas players. West Texas arguing that player was out of bounds, and the ball deflected back to the middle of the field and was caught by Abe Johnson. Now the referees are talking over on the far sideline on whether or not he was out of bounds or not. Let's see what we hear from our head referee.
Nothing.
It's a catch.
Yep.
It's a catch. It's first down on Ohio Dominican. Oh, what a big break for ODU. Have we had more balls deflected and tipped passes and balls all over the place today, and that one bounces the way of the Panthers for the first time from the 47, first down and 10. And it'll be Ronnell Spates up the middle, 50 to the 45 and 43 of West Texas. My, oh, my. This offensive line doing a whale of a job in this second half of play.
Yeah, and Ronnell Spates in there still getting in on the action. Smaller back than Brandon Schoen is a little bit different look in the running game for the West Texas A&M defense.
Second down and 1. Play action pass. Miller looking downfield. He's got Nate Weeks. Another great catch. Lowers his shoulder to the 35. Down to the 30-yard line. Oh, no. The ball came out and West Texas has it. Fighting for extra yardage. Nate Weeks lost the handle of the football, and the Panthers will turn it over for the second time. And it'll be Buffalo football.
You know, that's the thing you worry about, Todd, when, I mean, you don't have to take anything away from Nate Weeks because he's had a tremendous day today, but anytime you're fighting for those extra yards, you're increasing that percentage of the ball getting stripped out and fumbled, and unfortunately right there it killed the drive.
Another good drive put together by the Panthers, and what a great catch it was behind him and made it one-handed. But the second straight turnover, and West Texas will have it at their own 31-yard line with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. And a tie score at 13. Vaughn will send Harris out of the backfield on first down and 10. Vaughn being pressured, spins out of it this time. Now we'll just throw it away right over the head of Harris. And for the first time, he was able to elude the pressure and get rid of the football. Second down and 10 now coming up. Thirteen, 33 seconds to go in the third. Boy, what is so disheartening is the Panthers are moving the football here, but coming up with no point. Second down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Harris behind Vaughn this time. And the senior quarterback will take the snap, throws over the middle. It'll be caught by Johnson, gets to the far side, 35. Blockers out in front, 40, 45, and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Well done, 17 yards on that quick little hitter over the middle to Anthony Johnson. And a pickup of 17 will have him first down and 10.
Yeah, he ran that little, I guess you'd call it a little slant there across the middle of the field, and it was well blocked up front on the offensive line for West Texas A&M to get the huge gain in the first down.
First down and 10 from the 47. And a handoff to Harris through the middle. Broke one tackle and got leveled by Justin Bell at the 48-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5, but Justin Bell coming up making one of those patented tackles of his. It'll be second down and 5, and that's the end of our third quarter of play. We've played three quarters and have decided absolutely nothing. It is Ohio Dominican, the 7th-ranked team in the country, and West Texas A&M, the 19th-ranked team in the country. All tied at 13, we head to the fourth on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
This is Charlie Dennis from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. We have a final to report in Super Regional 1. Westchester defeats Bloomsburg 40-38. A great job by Westchester quarterback Sean McCartney. 3 passing touchdowns to go along with 348 passing yards. They will face Shepherd in the quarterfinal round. Back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie. Fourth quarter coming up. And the Panthers are all tied right now with West Texas A&M. 65 plays for the Buffaloes, 338 yards, 51 plays for ODU, and 294 yards. Dustin Vaughn, 33 of 42 for 278 on the day. And Torrence Allen having another good day, 10 catches for 76 yards, as they will have it second down and 5 from the Ohio Dominican 48-yard line, now going right to left. A little bit of wind behind them and going away from the sun. Vaughn will step up, talk to the offensive line. Now we'll back up and on second down and 5. He will take the snap, surveys left, throws low, incomplete. Hammergren, the intended receiver, had throw a little low and he couldn't quite hang on to it. So now a big third down and 5 coming up. The Buffaloes are 4 of 12 on third down today.
Yeah, the Panthers have done a nice job on third down defensively to get stops. And, you know, if they get one right now, about as big as it could be all day long to try to get the ball back.
They will need to get to the Ohio Dominican 43 for a first down. Panthers not showing blitz this time. Now Vaughn will step up again, checking with the lineman. Oh, and somebody moved for West Texas. A 5-yard penalty here against the Buffaloes will make it 3rd and 10. Boy, that's a number of times, yeah. Matt, they have made some sort of miscue to back them up to make it a little more difficult.
It looked like Terrence Harris there on the left side. The left tackle jumped a little bit, and instead of being third and about five, they got third and long. And, you know, the Panthers have done a great job on third and long today. They need another one right here, boy.
Again, they have to get to the 43. Three receivers to the right for Vaughn, tight end left. Vaughn will take the snap. He'll dump it right. It'll be caught by Allen at midfield. He's got the first down down the seam, and he'll be down to the 32-yard line. They stay with that short little pass to Torrence Allen and those long strides, and they pick up a huge first down, gaining 14 yards.
Yeah, the Panthers brought the house again on that one, and you know, they saw that look West Texas A&M did plenty of times in the first half and figured out a way to break through it and get some positive yards.
That play has been big for them here today. First down and 10 from the ODU 33-yard line. And the give on first down is up the middle and a tackle right at the 30-yard line as Aaron Harris was met by Warren Shields right in the hole. And that'll be a gain of 2, second down and 8 coming up. Clock winding 14:15 to play here in the fourth quarter tie game.
A nice job by Warren Shields on there about getting into, breaking through the line and getting them there for a short gain.
Second down from the 31. Two receivers right for Vaughn. And Vaughn will look to his left, now back to his right. He's got a man out there. That's Jace Jackson, 30, 25, and knocked out of bounds inside the 25 to the 23, gain of 7. And it looks like he'll be just short. No, I beg your pardon. He does have the first down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not his first option there for Dustin Vaughn. It was a nice job. Dustin Vaughn's had some great field vision out there and being able to check down to receivers and hit Jackson out there out of the backfield. And he's done a really nice job of managing this offense.
Well, first down and 10, West Buffalo trying to move in and take the lead. They have trailed all day or been tied. From the 23-yard line, first down and 10, Vaughn looking left, throwing one for this left side. It's up into the air and incomplete. It was Daquan Harris on the coverage with Torrence Allen. And it'll be second down and 10.
Nice job by Daquan Harris to get out there and coverage, even though I don't think he saw that the pass was coming his way, but he was just a body that was in the way to kind of break up the vision of the receiver and break up the pass.
Word Hudson has checked into the game. He is a wide receiver, but he's going to line up behind the quarterback. First time he's been on the field today. Makes me nervous. Second and 10 from the 23-yard line. Hudson will come out of the backfield now over to this near side. They'll throw it to him. He'll make the catch. He's going to look to throw back for the quarterback, and it's going to be incomplete. Dominic Clegg was out there in coverage. I had that one called.
Yeah, a little gadget play came out over to the near side and then threw it back downfield, and it was kind of not the greatest pass in the world, and Dominic Clegg was right there to kind of break it up a little bit. And West Texas A&M has another third down and long situation and holding to another field goal attempt. It would be a win for the Panthers defense.
Third down. They have to get to the 13-yard line. Slaughter and Allen left, Johnson right, Jackson tight left. Harris behind Vaughn out of the pistol formation. Panthers are coming. Vaughn looking right, throws, and the running back is down, and we're going to have a penalty marker thrown. Coverage by Dwayne Clemens. He got tangled up with the running back, Harris, who fell down. And let's let him sort it out here. It is going to be a hold. And it's an automatic first down. So West Texas with a new set of downs now. Oh, boy. They brought the house, got to him, forced him to throw the short ball, but they just got tangled up.
And that's unfortunate because it wasn't on purpose, and you're going to get flagged for it anyway.
Yep. It was the right call.
Yep.
First down and 10 now from the 13-yard line. West Texas trying to take the lead. Still 13-13 to play in the fourth. Vaughn will take the snap and look to throw. Panthers coming again. He steps up. Will run for the first time. He's got room and slides down inside the 5-yard line. Looks like he was going to have enough room to get to the end zone, but he put it down and slid it to 5. Short of the first down, it'll be second down and short.
It's a big man. He's pretty quick out there.
Certainly one that's not looking to run the football, but he's able to if necessary. Second down and two now from the five for West Texas. Harris is in the backfield. Slaughter and Allen left, Johnson right. Vaughn will take the shotgun snap. Looks to his right over the middle. That was easy. Pitch and catch right there as he was able to beat Akins over the goal line. Anthony Johnson with the touchdown reception, and West Texas has taken their first lead of the day.
Yeah, just a little slant pattern right across over from the right to left side, and it looks like they've done that a few times before. And as you said, West Texas A&M has their first lead, and this is a precarious situation that the Panthers haven't been in too many times this season.
Sergio Castillo for the extra point, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 12:26 to play in the fourth quarter. It is now West Texas A&M 20, Ohio Dominican 13 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of scores from Super Regional 3. Number one, Northwest Missouri leading Minnesota Duluth, a four seed in the tournament this year, 31-15. And Minnesota State starting to come back a little bit. They trail St. Cloud State 48-34 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, West Texas has taken the lead now with 12:26 to play in the game after a 11-play, 69-yard drive, 3 minutes and 13 seconds, and it's now 20-13, and Vaughn now 311 yards passing on the day with a couple of touchdowns. Had the drive extended on a defensive penalty by ODU. But now it's back up to the offense, who's had it three times in the second half, scored on their first possession, turned it over at the goal line on their second possession, turned it over on the move in West Texas territory on their third possession. And the Panther crowd trying to get behind their football team here, as for the first time they are trailing in the fourth quarter of a game this year. Van Voorhis will send it airborne. Abe Johnson backing up in his own end zone will bring it 5 yards out to the 10, to the 15, and makes his way out near the 20-yard line. And so the Panthers will have it around the 18, where they'll have it first down and 10. Moving this direction for the first time in the second half. And they just got to go back to what was working.
Right.
Just move down the field.
Yeah, now you got to give credit, Todd, to West Texas A&M. I mean, they were able to get two turnovers and capitalize them and
yep,
able to get the lead. And in a game like this where it's just a battle back and forth and a tug of war, you have to take advantage of those opportunities, and they certainly have. And now it's the Panthers' turn to see what kind of character they have to try to come back out here and get back on the board and try to tie it up.
Panther offense that averages 39 points a game, held to 13 so far today, as Miller will step up and look to run to the 20 and dives to the 24-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 on first down for Miller. Good job of taking what was there to get some yards.
Mm-hmm, no question about it. And we mentioned it there early in the game. He doesn't tuck it and run very often, but when he does, he's usually good for some positive yards.
Second down and 4 now for the Panthers. Left to right here in this fourth quarter, and it's Brandon Schoen up the middle with some room to the 30, to the 35, to the 40-yard line. 16 for Brandon Schoen and a first down for the Panthers.
And that's exactly what they need to keep doing. Brandon's having a great game so far, despite having the cast on his hand, and we saw him come in and when Mark Nichols went down and contribute immediately.
First down and 10. They brought it back to the 39, so the Panthers will have it there on first down out of the pistol with Mark Miller. He'll come to the near side and look to throw downfield. He throws for Abe Johnson, and it's skipped in, and it's incomplete. Just a little bit low on the throw on the run for Miller, and it'll be second down and 10 now for ODU. Panthers throwing on first down a little bit here in this second half.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnell Spates now will replace Brandon Schoen in the backfield. What will be second down and 10 from the 39-yard line. Clock stops, 11:29 to play fourth quarter. ODU trailing by 7. Casey Williams, wide receiver to the left. Abe Johnson will join him on that side of the slot. Nick McKnight, who has a touchdown catch, will be over here to the right. On second down and 10. Mark Miller takes the snap, looking over here, now throws to McKnight. He breaks the tackle, but only able to get to the 41-yard line. There was a second defender there, gain of about 3. It'll be third down and 7.
Yeah, the Panthers well covered downfield, and McKnight was about the third or fourth option on that one, and just swung it out there, was able to get a couple, maybe one on it, and now it's third and long situation for the Panthers.
They need the 49 for a first down. 4 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. Bates remains in the backfield. Two receivers left, one to the near side for Miller on third down. Here comes the Buffaloes. Throw over here to McLeod. He's being mugged, and no call this time. Oh, my goodness. For the times they have thrown the markers, that time McLeod was just being pulled and tugged on by the defender, and there was no call. Still almost made the catch, and it'll bring up fourth down, and the punting unit has to come out now for ODU.
Yeah, and that play was right in front of the line judge here on the near side, and, you know, you could hear the fans' reaction. They certainly wanted the flag, but, no laundry on the field that time, and Mikey Schneider on again to punt it away.
They'll have to give it away after picking up one first down. And Snyder's kick, a line drive into the wind, but that nearly hit a West Texas A&M player, and the ball will roll to the 25-yard line and be down right there. That reaction you heard was a blocker downfield that sent Colton Skinner flying through the air. 10:36 to play now in the fourth quarter, and boy, the season may come down to this possession right here. They have not done much to stop West Texas here in this second half, and now it's time for the Panthers to get the football back, trailing by 7.
Yeah, and this defense, I mean, give them credit, but, you know, you push and push and push, and eventually they're going to get worn down. And when you give West Texas A&M and an offense like that the opportunities that we've given them here in the second half off of those turnovers, they eventually take advantage of them. And, you know, it'd be nice if we can get a turnover of our own right here and try to get back on the board.
First down and 10 from the 24-yard line for Vaughn and the Buffaloes. And Vaughn back to the air, hits Chase Jackson at the 25, spins back to the 29, gain of 5 on first down to Chase Jackson, who just caught his 8th ball of the day.
Yeah, with this West Texas A&M offense, it just seems like every play there's about 8 receivers out there on the field and just a lot of options for Dustin Vaughn.
Second down and 5 now, clock winding, 10:12 to play in the fourth quarter. Panthers trailing 20-13. Vaughn will bring Jackson in motion here to the near side. He'll be tight to the left side of the line of scrimmage now. And they'll turn and give to Aaron Harris, and he'll run right into Mason Sawicki, Paul Wesselhoff, and the rest of the defense. Gain of maybe 2. And here comes another third down in the short situation, third and about 3. And we got a slow Panther getting up. Tough to tell who is the down player right now for ODU. And might be
Sawicki.
That's my initial guess.
Yeah.
Well, might be Wesselhoff. It's either 58 or 56, so we'll just hold off and till. In fact, I'm going to now go with Wesselhoff because I see Mason Sawicki. So that'll stop play momentarily. 9:49 to play here in the fourth quarter. 20-13 in favor of West Texas. Remember, Wesselhoff missing about 4 or 5 games with a broken foot. Was able to come back and play in the last game against Malone. And now we'll hobble off the field with some assistance.
Mm-hmm. A little wobbly.
So third down now. Big play coming up. Ball at the 31-yard line. They need 3 yards. Clock will wind now. Receivers on this side, one to the right here on third down coming up for West Texas. Vaughn takes it, will throw over here to the near side. It is caught, breaking a tackle, and down the sideline goes Torrance Allen. It's a foot race. They won't catch him, and Allen is gone 69 yards for the score.
Boy, oh boy.
It looked like they had an opportunity to bring him down short of the first down marker, but once he again spun to the boundary, he was off to the foot races, and the Panthers now down 2 scores.
Yeah, they only needed three on that one on the third down, and they ran that little out pass here to the near side, and it was well blocked out there by the West Texas A&M receivers and cut him loose, and it was off to the races, and now it's a two-score game.
Garcia out, or Castillo, I beg your pardon, out for the point after, and it's good. 9:24 left, fourth quarter. Panthers now trail by two scores. It's 27-13 West Texas A&M on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Another score update from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. They have gone to halftime, and it is Grand Valley State that leads Colorado St. Pueblo 27-23. The Lakers with 21 points in the second quarter. Back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Well, that's a pretty good little comeback. They were down 19-0 in that game, and to come back and have the lead now at halftime as West Texas A&M. Torrance Allen, 69-yard touchdown pass from Vaughn. And Allen now with 11 catches for 145 yards and a touchdown. And now West Texas now taking it to the Panthers. They've got 457 yards of total offense. And the Panthers now down by two scores with 9:24 to go. Going to have to come up with something very quickly now here on this next possession.
Yeah, with 9:24 left to go, a little bit of breathing room, but they really would be beneficial to them if they were able to score quickly on this offensive possession and try to get the ball back on defense.
Van Boris will kick it away. And Abe Johnson, about two deep in his own end zone, this time again will bring it out to the 10, trying to get to this near side corner, to the 15, and out of bounds near the 18-yard line. So the offense back out onto the field here, and now you're kind of almost a partner in a situation of needing to go for it on fourth down,
yeah.
Down by two scores, so you can almost kind of be in a mode here where you've got four downs instead of three.
Yeah, but hopefully it won't come to that. Hopefully we'll be able to move the ball quickly and get big chunks of yards on first and second downs and get back on the scoreboard, change the momentum a little bit of this game.
First down from the 18-yard line, and it'll be a handoff to Brandon Schoen, trying to get to the outside, and nothing's there, and a tackle back to the 15-yard line. Well, the guy's name we've mentioned more than anybody has been LaPierre Welch up front, and the redshirt freshman makes that tackle.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit of miscommunication there between Miller and Schoen. One went to the right, one went to the left, and I'm not quite sure that that's how that play was supposed to be drawn up.
Second down and 12 now for the Panthers back at the 16-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right here for Miller, who will look to throw on second down. And coming down to this near sideline
for
the
cloud,
and again he's being held. Again it is Chris Cesar. Fans are like, wait a minute, where was that last time? But as it is, it'll be a 10-yarder here, and it'll be a first down throw to you. Actually, they'll call pass interference this time, so it'll be 15 yards.
Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and take it, take whatever we can get right now. And honestly, I don't know what the difference was between that one and the one we saw a second ago the last time we had the ball, but we'll take it.
So the ball comes out to the 25, and on first down, it'll be Brandon Schoen up to the 25 and runs to the 27-yard line. Officials will blow it dead there after a gain of three on first down for Brandon Schoen. Clock down to 8.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ohio Dominican trailing by two touchdowns, 27-13.
Ron L. Spates checking into the game right now with Brandon Schoen catching a quick breather.
Second down and 7. Miller takes the snap. Here come the Buffaloes. They run a screen this side to McLeod. He broke one tackle, broke a second, but boy, the wave of defenders coming, finally bring him down at the 30. Only picked up a yard on the play, and it'll be third down.
It also keeps the clock running with just under 8 minutes left.
Panthers look to the sideline. They need to get to the 35 here for a first down. Ball on the near side hash mark. Spates will line up behind Miller. Now Mark will take the shotgun snap. He looks left, throws ball, batted down at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be fourth down. And looks like the punting unit's going to come onto the field here for ODU.
That was a big Ethan Westbrooks out there with the batted ball, 6'4", 275. Ball went straight up in the air. He was kind of spinning around looking for it to maybe get the interception, but no luck in that department. And you see Mike Schneider once again out here to punt the ball, boy.
It'll be punt number six of the day for Snyder. Good snap. Gets it away. Watson will drift over and make the catch to 38 and will be tackled right there. So West Texas will take over. First down and 10 with 7:28 to play in our fourth quarter, and now leading by two scores, and they will have the football.
You know, it's interesting, Todd, with 7:20 left and up two scores, you know, West Texas A&M likes to throw the ball around a lot, but it would be in their best interest to maybe try to get a little bit of ground game going to keep that clock running, but we'll see what their approach is here and their game plan is here late in the fourth quarter.
First down and 10 from the 39-yard line. A team that won three playoff games on the road last year is already trying to dial up their second playoff road win of this season. First down and 10 from the 39. And Vaughn, on a delay, will hand it off. And the Panthers had that one sniffed out, and Harris will be tackled by Shields for a loss of two on the play.
Nice job again by the defensive line. They've done a real good job today getting the pressure in there, and haven't seen that draw play too much, that delay play today. I think that might have been only the second time we've seen it, but it was a nice job by the defensive line to sniff that out and drop him for a loss.
Under 7 minutes to go now in the game. Harris stays in there. We saw a little bit of Jeremy Aldridge in the first half. Haven't seen him here in the second half. Second down and 12, and Vaughn drops back, steps up, throws over the middle, and it's deflected and intercepted by Justin Bell at the 40-yard line. Cuts back to the 50-yard line, to the 40 of West Texas, and out of bounds, and there's still life in Panther Nation. Penalty markers have come out all over the place after the play as well. They may tack on 15 more.
I think they are, Todd. The West Texas A&M, number 55 there on the roster, is...
That's their center, Austin
center.
Carson.
Yeah, he was getting a little chippy out of bounds with some of the Ohio Dominican players, and unnecessary roughness call on West Texas A&M, and the Panthers are going to get the ball back and add 15 more yards on it, and it'll be down to...
It'll be down around the 17-18-yard line.
Yep.
Justin Bell, career interception number 9 for him. Was third on the all-time interception list coming into today on a pass that I think was deflected by Harris that was intended for Allen and ended up right in the belly of Justin Bell. And with 6:33 to go, down 27-13, the Panthers now will have the football at the 18-yard line. First West Texas turnover of the day, and it's Brandon Schoen sweeping back to his left to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Good gain of 4 on first down.
Yeah, and the Panthers are going to have to score quickly here with 6:20 and running right now to try to get some points on the board and get the ball back.
Second down and 6. Football at the 14-yard line. Miller takes it. Play action pass. Looking back corner for Abe Johnson. He's got it. Touchdown! Abe Johnson fought off the defender for a 14-yard touchdown reception from Mark Miller. That's about as quick as you can do it, partner.
Yep.
Two plays,
got in the end zone, 6:04 left in the fourth quarter, and there's new life in this stadium, new life in this crowd, new life in all these players, and right back in it there, Pat.
Extra point coming up. Tyler Hayes snaps it back to Snyder, and Wally puts it through. timeout on the field with 6:04 to play in the fourth quarter. It's now West Texas A&M 27, Ohio Dominican 20, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, fills the airwaves in central Ohio around the clock. Plus, almost anywhere in Ohio during daylight hours. Whether you're in Findlay, Fairborn, or Fostoria, Lancaster, Lima, or Logan, Sydney, or Vandalia, commuters can listen to AM 820. Tune in to the quality Catholic teaching that inspires thousands of souls throughout Ohio. That's AM 820.
This is Charlie Daniels from the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. What a game up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ohio State holds on for a 42-41 win over the Wolverines. Devin Gardner, his pass for a two-point conversion denied by the Ohio State defense. And then the Buckeyes recover the onside kick. So the Buckeyes will be undefeated heading into the Big Ten championship game, facing off against the Michigan State Spartans. Back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Are you okay?
So they could have. Michigan could have.
It's 27-20 here.
Yeah, okay.
There's 6:04 to play in the fourth quarter. Two plays, 33 yards. And the Panthers are back within striking distance when it's very gloomy here just a few moments ago. And now the defense has got to come up with one more stop to give the offense the ball back.
Here we go.
This kick return team, very, very dangerous. Remember that. Wally has it teed up. His last kickoff went out of bounds. Slaughter with three kick returns on the season. They'll pooch it up into the air. Could be slightly dangerous. It is received and then tackled at the 35-yard line. So West Texas will have it there. 6:01 to play in the fourth quarter. They lead Ohio Dominican 27-20. And kind of what you talked about, partner, prior to that last possession, a team that's more balanced could have elected to run the football on that last possession. Instead, they tried to go for a deep ball, a deflection, an interception. And we've seen that now happen on both sides today, a deflected pass that's intercepted. And now it's up to the Panther defense that was so good in the first half, allowing just 7 points, to try and get the ball back. First down and 10, West Texas, and Vaughn back to the air. We'll throw over here to the near side and miss Hammergren by a mile. Incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10, stopping the clock with 5:57 to go, and here comes Panther Nation to their feet below.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure there on Vaughn, trying to get some hands and faces, and I think it just kind of threw him off on that little out pass. And I'll tell you what, this is the biggest defensive series of all season right here.
Second down and 10 from the 35. Right to left go the Buffaloes. Vaughn with Harris behind him. Two receivers left, one to the right. On second down and 10, takes it, hands it off up the middle. That's actually Jeremy Aldridge, and he's got a first down. Nice running play. I tell you, for a team that doesn't run the ball, they do what they need to do when they need to run. They opened up a huge hole for Aldridge that time, and it's a first down run.
Yeah, the times that they have elected to run the ball today, they've actually looked really good on it and gotten big chunks of yards. Five, six, seven, eight at a time here. We saw more than that with the first down. And, of course, that keeps the clock running right now late in the fourth quarter, up by one score.
First down and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Ball nearly in the middle of the field as Vaughn will take the snap. He'll give to Aldridge. Shoots off to the right. He's got another first down to the Panther 41-yard line. Two big chunks of yards ripped off by Jeremy Aldridge. And it'll be first down and 10, ball at the Panther 41.
Yeah, the Buffaloes coming out here after getting picked off on that last possession. Might be a little gun-shy to throw it around here late in the game to kind of avoid another turnover situation. Electing to run the ball two times in a row and getting two first downs out of it.
First down and 10. Buffaloes doing a good job of running some clock here. Play clock is at 6. Vaughn with two to the right, one to the left. Aldridge behind him, and on first down and 10. They'll hand it off. Aldridge again tries to slice to his right, but DeAndre Harrison's got a hold of him, and it'll only be a gain of a yard. So it'll be second down. Lots of fans and a couple of Panther players were pointing at a lineman that they thought maybe moved, but nothing was called, and it'll be second down and 9 now from the 41. Clock down to 4.5 to go.
Buffalo's taking their time on offense right now to chew up as much of that clock as possible. Got the play clock down to 13 and ticking, and they're probably going to use as much of it as possible.
Second down and virtually 10. Play clock at 3. Vaughn hands to Aldridge. Up the middle, he's got more yardage again. Justin Bell makes the tackle, but just short of the first down marker. It'll be third and less than a yard now. That is a big second down run by Aldridge. They've gone with more of the fresh back here on this drive. Remember, he hadn't played this entire second half until this drive. And now it's third and a yard. And another first down is going to make this tough for two reasons. Clock's under 3:40 to go, and another first down, and they're in field goal range.
Exactly.
With the leg of their kicker, Castillo. Play clock at 8. Vaughn sets the line. Third and a yard. Aldridge lines up behind him. Play clock at 2. Vaughn hands to Aldridge. He's hit at the line, stretches forward, and will have the first down. Now, the ball came out after he was ruled down, but that's a first down for Jeremy Aldridge. Not by much, but he got it. They'll let him unpile and put it down, but I'm convinced the way both officials came running in that where they were going to spot it was going to be enough for the first down. They'll bring the chains over. Either way, I would assume they would go for it on fourth down, and the likelihood of getting another stop on fourth and short is not very good. Some anxious moments right now, though, as they attempt to bring the chains across the field. Official coming out and making sure that they have it just exact on the chains. Panthers do have all three of their timeouts remaining as they stretch the chains out. Sort of. Very dramatic. He's got it. And by half the length of the football, yep. So it'll be first down and 10, 3:19. The clock will roll when the official puts the ball ready for play. And West Texas leading by 7.
Where's that second turnover, Todd? Sure could use one right now.
You know, the Panthers will be poking and prodding, looking for the football, but they got to remember to tackle the ball carrier as well. First and 10 Buffaloes, and they're going to let that play clock run down again. Now Vaughn will get everybody ready as it approaches 10. Ball at the 31-yard line of Ohio Dominican. Panthers are showing blitz all over the place. They give to Aldridge, and this time he is sandwiched by Clegg and Culbertson. And that'll be a no gain on first down. Official looking to the sidelines, but no timeout used, at least after that first down play. Coach Conley and the linesman over here are both talking things over. I think Conley's saying, I want a timeout after this play if they don't get the first down. 2:30 and rolling. Panthers trail by 7. West Texas football at the ODU 30. Second and 9 coming up. Vaughn lets it run under 5. Takes the snap, play action pass, roll to the right, throw, and it's caught. Oh, an extra yardage here by Johnson, and he will score. They dial up a pass play, and he broke one tackle. Looked like they were going to tackle him right at the line of scrimmage, and Anthony Johnson with another touchdown, and that will put it away for West Texas with 2:07 to go in the game.
Very similar to that last touchdown that they scored with the little out pass screen and blocking out there with the receivers, and they were able to break them loose. And unfortunately, as you so well put it, that'll just about do it.
Castillo out for the extra points. You can hear a pin drop right now. It is up, and it is good. 2:07 to play in the fourth quarter. And Ohio Dominican again trailing by 2 scores, 34-20. And West Texas, for the second year in a row, is going to come to Ohio and knock off the GLIAC champion. Last year it was Ashland, and this year it's Ohio Dominican.
Fans already heading towards the gates. pretty much decided that this one is in the books, down two scores with just over 2 minutes left, and they can't bear to see the bitter end, unfortunately.
So many good times in this stadium this year. And unfortunately, the Panthers are going to come up short here today to a team with a lot of playoff experience and history, and the Panthers on their infancy of the Division II playoffs. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to come up short here today as Van Voorhis will kick it away. Abe Johnson will take a knee this time in the end zone. Anthony Johnson, 31-yard touchdown pass, 8 plays, 65 yards, and 3 minutes and 54 seconds to get the Buffaloes back into the end zone. And Vaughn today passing, 39 of 52 for 416 and 4 scores. First and 10 from the 25. Panthers need a quick score again. Still have all three of their timeouts. And senior Ronnell Spates will open up in the backfield. Miller takes the snap, play action pass. He'll roll over here to the near side, throws for Abe Johnson. He's got the catch and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Gain of 15 and a first down for the Panthers.
A nice job by Abe to streak across the field there like that and hold on to the ball and get out of bounds and stop the clock. Only burn 6 seconds off the clock and maybe get a little something going here on this offensive series.
On first down, Miller takes a low snap. Throws one down the seam for Johnson. Makes the catch. Backpedaling and tackled at the 31-yard line. 1:47 to play. That'll stop the clock momentarily while they set the chains. Back-to-back completions to Abe Johnson.
Yeah, Miller was going Abe Johnson all the way on that one.
And I think West Texas has burned a timeout here. So the Buffaloes will call time with 1:47 to go. They want to remind their defense that the game isn't completely
right.
Over yet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So many high hopes for the Panthers coming into today. But when you get to this point in the season, when you start with 162 Division II teams and you get down to the second week of the playoffs and it's already just 16 left.
Right.
You know, you're going to run yourself into a good football team. Panthers ran right down the field and scored on their opening possession after getting the football on defense. And looked like it was going to be a great day. But West Texas kind of got themselves settled in, figured out the Panthers' defense, and they have done what they do best. And that's throw the ball and score points. First down, Miller back to action. He will step up, pressured, hit, and down at the 32-yard line, and ODU will have to burn a timeout. Mark looking downfield. Nobody was open. Tried to run for something and ended up losing yards, so it'll be second down and 11 back at the 32-yard line.
A nice coverage downfield by West Texas A&M as Miller was looking to pass deep and try to get close to scoring position, but you know, it's just kind of how they, West Texas has played all day, West Texas A&M, and, you know, credit to them, and you touched on it a second ago, and we talked about it in the pregame, is this is a well-seasoned team that is in the playoffs on a regular basis and knows what to expect. Played a game last week on the road at Indianapolis and, you know, beat an undefeated team there, and, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, I think when it comes down to it, the experience goes a long way when you have a game that's kind of in a stalemate like we had in the first half, tied 7-7. It's just that experience comes in and goes a long way.
Second down and 11 now. Miller empty backfield out of the timeout. West Texas only rushing three. Miller will now try and run for as much as he can, and he's out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And so the ball will be out of bounds at the 25. There's a penalty marker down back behind the play. Now another penalty marker just through. That's a good 20 seconds after the play.
Yeah.
Now the second one, I can tell you, is going to be chirping or unsportsmanlike, it's going to go against West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I'm not sure what it's about.
Usually when it's in that area, it's some sort of hold.
So we'll see. So we got two flags here. First one. Huh. Got two personal fouls against West Texas. We'll take them both.
Yeah. where were those in about the second quarter?
So, that makes it a little more interesting. Ball all of a sudden comes inside the 10 with still a minute and 32 to go. Panthers still have two timeouts. And could, with a real quick score here, at least give yourself a shot with an onside kick.
Yep.
Mark Miller on first and goal from the 6. Will hand to Ronnell Spate through the middle. Touchdown. Cross him up with a running play. And Spate's into the end zone. 6 yards. And it's now 34-26 with the extra point coming up. And an onside kick coming up. Well, no give up
nope.
In the Panthers. Brent Wally will come out to try the extra point. Good snap, the hold, and Wally's extra point is good with 1:26 to go now in the fourth quarter. It's 34-27, and the Panthers will do something they haven't done all year, and that's try an onside kick.
I'd like to think, Todd, that in their preparation in the last 2 weeks with some of the special teams that they at least ran a few of those in practice, and you never know what to expect in these playoff games, and you know, you get two personal fouls with a minute and a half left in the game, and it puts you right in scoring position. You score on the next play. Stranger things have happened.
Yep. So, Panthers will try the onside kick. Again, they have not tried one this year. The West Texas A&M opponents are 1-for-2 on onside kicks. So they have given up a recovery. Panthers, 5 plays, 75 yards, and just 41 seconds to make it 34-27. Mark Miller now 20 of 33 for 249 and 3 touchdowns. Brent Wally has it teed up. They're going to try and kick it here to the near side where there are 6 Panthers lined up. Just don't go offside. Wally kicks it along the ground. It is airborne. Ronnell Spate fielded it, but it was shy of 10 yards. It is shy of 10 yards. He didn't let it go. He fielded it at the 44. It's illegal touching, and West Texas is going to get the football. Oh, that's so unfortunate, because if Spates had just been one more yard downfield, he would have had it. That'll be West Texas A&M football.
In fact, Todd, he caught the ball, and I thought maybe the momentum carrying him over. So I kind of thought for a split second they had it, but 1 yard short, not even.
And West Texas will take over at the Panther 44. ODU has 2 timeouts left with 1:26 left on the clock. Dustin Vaughn will have Jeremy Aldridge line up behind him. He's at 15 carries for 64 yards today. And on first down, the give is to Aldridge up into the hole, and they've just flat out worn down the Panthers defense today. That's 7-8 yards right there on first down. And it's hard to think that a pass-happy team would have worn down the Panthers' defense. They've just been out there for so long.
Yeah.
And the line is so big that now here you are in the fourth quarter, and they're getting that push off the line right now. And they ended up picking up 7. It'll be 2nd and 3. Clock stops with 1:21 to go.
I mean, credit to the Panthers' defense as well. They got some good stops in the first half, and defended well on third down situations, and You know, I've mentioned it a few times, when it's a game like this where it's just a tug of war, eventually one side is going to wear down a little bit. And when one side has the playoff experience and the other side doesn't, usually that's the difference in the game and the way things go down the stretch. And I think that we've seen that exact scenario happen today.
Game all turned on what was about to be a Panther touchdown that turned into an interception. And it has been all West Texas ever since. Second down, Aldridge slides back, hit forward, and he's going to be right at the first down, but he's going to be short. Mark Miller hit Abe Johnson in the front corner of the end zone. Pass was just a little bit up and to his right. Got his hands up, it hit the shoulder pad, deflected into the air, was intercepted by Cesar. And West Texas then went down the field, got a field goal out of it, but that changed everything, like you had said. Instead of it being 20 to 10, it was 13 all.
Mm-hmm.
And the Buffaloes took over from there. The Panthers moved the ball in the third quarter, scoring on their first possession, turning it over at the end zone on their second, and then turning it over at the 30 after a catch and run by Nate Weeks, fighting for extra yards, lost the handle of the football, and gave it back to West Texas, and they have been in control ever since. Now with 1:16 to go, the Panthers have to get a stop on third down and one. A first down here by the Buffaloes, and they will have their second straight road playoff win of the season. Vaughn with Aldridge behind him. Panthers are all bunched up at the line of scrimmage. Would they throw here? They did last time.
Yeah, they did.
Vaughn takes it, gives to Aldridge. He's got the first down. Up into the hole, picks up 3 or 4 yards. That's all they needed. And the Buffaloes will begin to celebrate as they are going to win here today, improving to 11-2 on the season. And they will take on the winner of Grand Valley State and Colorado State Pueblo next Saturday afternoon. Vaughn watching the clock run down. Play clock still at 12. And they're in their victory formation. And they will snap it. And they're going to have to do it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll remind folks, ordinarily we have comments from head coach Conley both at halftime and following the game on the field. Due to NCAA limitations, we are not permitted to do that. So ordinarily we would have the comments of Coach Conley following the game. But it's not because the Panthers lost today. It is because the NCAA prohibits on-the-field interviews with coaches after the game. As Vaughn takes the snap, kneels down on it, and West Texas A&M has come to Columbus. And they have outlasted the Panthers, and they give ODU its first loss of the season by the final score of 34-27. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will have all the final stats for you as we check in with Charlie Danis in the studios.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday. And the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive display, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house. And we invite you to join them in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Panther Post Game Show. I'm your host, Charlie Danis. Well, Panthers fans, a sad result for Ohio Dominican today as they lose to West Texas A&M this afternoon by a final score of 34-27. With the loss, that is the end of ODU season, unfortunately. But, hey, it was a great ride, a perfect 10-0 record in the regular season, a perfect 9-0 mark in GLIAC play. As we send it back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell, Todd, put this season into perspective, because we always talk about how young this football team is, how young this program has been, and how short a time it's only been a Division II school.
Yeah, it's if you had said it before the season started, Matt, you're going to win the conference championship outright, you're going to make the playoffs, but you're going to lose to a talented football team by 7 in the playoffs 14 weeks ago, you might have said, okay,
yeah,
I'm all right with that. Then you live through it.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to put this one into words. It was just one of those games that just kind of started to slip away. You could feel it start to slip away. The Panthers started to have some adversity go against them, all beginning with the injury to Dez Stewart at the game at Malone. Not able to play here today. You lose your top receiver. That certainly changes things. One of your 1,000-yard backs ends up with a broken thumb and has to play with a cast. And then all of a sudden, your top rusher goes down with an arm injury in the second quarter. And all of a sudden, everything just kind of started piling on.
Yeah.
There all at once. They handled the adversity and only lost this game by 7. And the defense did a valiant effort against the second best scoring offense in the nation. But again, it's one of those ones now where you look back and two turnovers, and one at the goal line, and one driving for perhaps a score. Those are going to be tough to swallow, and it's going to be a long time before these guys are able to get over this and come back. But there still is all those positives that we talked about now moving forward with a young team. The seniors that were on this team helped build and get this program to where it is, but there is still certainly an awful lot ahead now for the Panthers football program.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that you just have to look at, and I'm sure this will be the approach that the coaching staff takes with this team, is there is some youth. And in the fourth season, you know, you said at the beginning of the season, if you would have thought we'd be undefeated, conference champs, going to the playoffs, you would have taken it. But even just 4 years ago when Coach Conley came in, each year it's gotten better and better, and they've built off the success of the previous season. And, you know, this season we built off the success of last season. Now we've been to the playoffs in Division II, know what to expect, and, we'll just have to take it as a positive and build off of it again next season and maybe take the next step after that.
All right, let's give you some of the final numbers in this one today. The total offense, how about this? West Texas A&M, 91 plays, only 67 for ODU. Total offense, 530 to 392 for West Texas. Their quarterback, Dustin Vaughn, a finalist for the Harlan Hill Trophy, 39 of 52 for 416 and 4 touchdowns. Panthers did sack him 4 times today. Torrence Allen, 11 catches for 145 and a score. Anthony Johnson, 10 catches, 168 and 2 touchdowns. Jace Jackson, big impact in the first half at 8 catches for 43 yards. On the ground, they did a little more damage than might have thought expected. They rushed for a total of 114, but you got to count the sack totals in there as well. But listen to Aldridge, 18 carries, 76 yards. Aaron Harris, 11 carries for 65 yards rushing on the day. For the Panthers and their 392 yards of total offense, Mark Miller was 20 of 33 passing for 249, 3 touchdowns, and an interception today. Receiving, Nate Weeks, 6 catches for 103 yards. Abe Johnson, 6 catches for 93. Casey Williams, 3 for 17. Nick McKnight had 2 for 10 and a touchdown. Abe Johnson, by the way, also with a touchdown. Rushing the ball, Brandon Schoen, as the Panthers had 143 yards rushing. 14 carries for 65 yards. Mark Nichols, 11 carries for 45. Ronnell Spates had 3 for 20 on the day. Defensively, Justin Bell had 14 tackles and an interception. Cody Culbertson had 12. Warren Shields had 11. Dominic Clegg had 10 tackles on the day. Ohio Dominican led 7-0. West Texas tied it in the second quarter at 7. That's where we were at halftime. It's hard to believe a game that ended 34-27 was tied at 7 at halftime. Panthers took the lead in the third quarter on a Nick McKnight 8-yard touchdown pass, and the extra point was no good to make it 13-7. West Texas answered with a Sergio Castillo 44-yard field goal to tie the game at 13, and then again, that's where the game changed. Panthers going in for a score, had the interception in the end zone on the deflection off of Abe Johnson. West Texas comes back and marches 89 yards. They get a 25-yard field goal to take the lead at They got the Anthony Johnson 5-yard touchdown pass to take the lead then at 20-13, and they were off and running from then. They never trailed again. Panthers got back to within 7, but did not recover the onside kick, and West Texas A&M wins it today 34-27. And again, the team that played in the national semifinals a year ago now will be on the road in a regional final next week, whether it will be at CSU Pueblo or at Grand Valley State, as they defeat the Panthers today 34-27, and the ride comes to an end after 11 games, partner. We were joking with one of the student workers who's made the trips with us this year, Eric Roth. Weren't we just down in Georgetown complaining about how hot it was on the turf? And now here we are freezing to death on top of the press box at Panther Field for the end of the season here on November 30th.
Well, it's been a heck of a ride, and I've certainly enjoyed being a part of it once again this season, and you know, we had a lot of potential coming in. We had 3 games circled on the schedule. We had Hillsdale, Grand Valley, and Ashland, and we knew if we could answer those tests after dropping those 3 last year that we were poised to do something very special this season, and we did. And we were able to go undefeated and win the outright conference title game, make the playoffs. It wasn't the result that we wanted today. But still, we're only lost by a touchdown, and it's something to take away. Unfortunately, there's a few things that happen in the game of football that you can't help, injuries and things of that nature. And, you know, I just want to say I'm proud of this team out here for battling through some of that adversity. I mean, they could have, you know, threw in the towel there at the end, but they were able to not give up and get within a score and everything. And I just think that that is reflective of the whole attitude, the whole season, and sort of how they've approached each and every test and how they've been able to get out there and finish games and win. And Coach Conley talked about attitude in the pregame, and I think that that's what's gotten us this far, and I think that's a reflection of sort of what Coach Conley brings to the program, and that trickles down through his coaches and down to the players. And, you know, it's exciting to look forward to what might be coming down the pipeline in the future. Unfortunately, it's still going to be a little bit sour today.
One thing that's always fun to watch is when the team leaves, it's through a tunnel of fans of jubilation on their way to the locker room. But today, it's a round of applause of thanks for a magical season that has come to an end. So that'll wrap up our coverage from Panther Field. Stay tuned. Charlie Danis will close things out back at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. My partner, Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Final score in this NCAA Division II Round 2 playoff game. It is West Texas A&M 34 and Ohio Dominican 27. So long from Panther Field on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.